Hello and welcome to this audio version of the Eastleigh Borough News. This is the issue for winter 2025 and is presented to you by readers Rochelle, Katie and myself Sharon, and our sound engineer is Susie. Eastleigh Borough News is your source of news and information on services and support from Eastleigh Borough Council. The Council is focused on improving the quality of life of everyone living and working in the borough, both now and in the future. Protecting our environment. Maintaining and creating an attractive and sustainable environment that is valued and which can allow residents, visitors and nature to flourish. Enabling a healthier Eastleigh. We want all residents and visitors to the borough to live long, healthy and happy lives, and so we are focused on improving health and well-being and reducing socio-economic and health inequality. Shaping places. Creating and enhancing places where residents and businesses can thrive. It is about ensuring that our neighbourhoods, buildings and spaces work well for everyone and that our places are attractive, vibrant, distinctive and safe. Creating homes and communities. To help support a buoyant housing market, we are delivering high-quality homes of all tenures to provide opportunities for people looking for affordable rent or a new home to meet the diverse needs of residents. We are also co-creating communities alongside housing development by delivering infrastructure, employment, leisure and open spaces.
Protecting our environment. Asbestos fly tipping on the rise. The council is warning residents and businesses about the dangers of fly tipping asbestos. It follows an increase in the material being illegally dumped across the borough, which is not only against the law, but also poses serious health and environmental risks. Asbestos is a group of naturally occurring fibrous materials once widely used in building materials. When damaged or disturbed, asbestos fibres can be released into the air and inhaled, which may cause serious illnesses such as lung cancer, mesothelioma, and asbestosis, sometimes decades after exposure. Because of these dangers, asbestos must be handled with extreme care. Only trained, licensed professionals can remove it, and it can only be disposed of at specialist-approved facilities. What you should do. Do not dump asbestos waste under any circumstances. Do not touch or move suspected asbestos yourself. If you have asbestos to dispose of, use a licensed contractor or visit the council website for guidance on approved disposal sites. Remember, only trained, licensed contractors can remove asbestos. It must be taken to specialist disposal sites. Fly tipping asbestos is a criminal offence that can result in prosecution. If you suspect asbestos waste or see fly tipping, do not touch it. Report it to us immediately on eastleigh.gov.uk/fly-tipping.
Residents can breathe more easily. In July, it was revealed that residents can now breathe more easily, thanks to a considerable improvement in air quality in the north of the borough. Fewer old vehicles on the road, cleaner emissions from newer vehicles, and the increasing popularity of electric vehicles are among the reasons for the significant improvement in air quality along either side of a stretch of the M3. An air quality management area 2, AQMA, was declared by the government along either side of the M3 between junctions 12 and 14 in 2006, as the area was unlikely to achieve national air quality objectives. However, between 2019 and 2024, the area was well below the national limits, with a year-on-year decline in the concentration of nitrogen dioxide, NO2, and the AQMA was revoked. the Council's pollution control team will continue to monitor air quality in this area. See the data and find out more at eastleigh.gov.uk/air-quality. Clean Air Night. Log burners and open fires may feel cosy, but they release fine particles and pollutants that can harm our health and the environment. On January the 22nd, Clean Air Night highlights the impact of domestic wood burning and encourages people to choose cleaner alternatives, helping communities breathe easier and protecting local air quality. For more info, cleanairhub.org.uk. Don't let vapes start fires. Borough residents are being urged to dispose of their vapes safely. Vape fires are a growing problem in the UK, caused by the lithium-ion batteries contained in the devices that can overheat or explode if they're damaged, improperly charged, or disposed of incorrectly. Most fires occur when disposable vapes, often containing damaged batteries, are thrown into general waste, leading to fires in bin lorries and recycling centres. To prevent fires, users should only use the charger and battery that came with the device, avoid charging near flammable materials, or, in extreme temperatures, protect devices from physical damage and never dispose of vapes in general household waste.
Get recycling right this festive season. There's always a large amount of waste for households to dispose of after the festive season. The UK generates a staggering amount of card packaging waste, particularly during peak seasons like Christmas. Research indicates that over a quarter of this packaging was not recycled in 2023. And when items like glitter-laden wrapping paper and cards enter the system, they contribute to this non-recycled volume, making it harder for local authorities to meet their recycling targets. So, to make sure that borough residents know what they can and can't recycle, we have produced a handy list to make it easy for you to recycle as much as possible. Christmas waste and what bins to use. Plastic trays and packaging go in your black bin. Gift wrap and cards. Plain and patterned 100% recyclable brown paper goes in your green bin. If it's shiny, glittery, or hard to tear, we can't recycle it. Please place it in your black bin. Batteries. Place in a clear bag on top of the bottles and jars in your glass recycling box. Tin foil. Rinse and take to your HWRC tip for recycling. Christmas trees can be put out with garden waste in the new year, cut into sections shorter than 4 foot, or taken to your HWRC. There are no tree drop-off points this year. Food waste. All bones, uncooked food and leftovers can go in your brown food waste bin. Just wrap it in newspaper or compostable bags. Don't miss out on an extra glass recycling box. As the Christmas period comes round, it's the time of year when we all raise a glass or two to celebrate the festive season. But remember, if you overfill your black glass recycling box, it won't be collected. So we're urging residents not to forget to order their additional boxes in time for the season of goodwill. In your black mixed glass box, you can recycle all your glass bottles and jars, such as sauce, jam and pickle jars and glass drink bottles. Please ensure they are empty and relatively clean for collection. You can also use the box to recycle your household batteries. Please put them on top of the box in a clear plastic, something like a sandwich bag. You can order an extra box at any time. Delivery can take 20 working days, although it can be longer in busy periods. To avoid disappointment, order early through our customer service centre or visit eastleigh.gov.uk/waste-bins-and-recycling.
Take your tub to the pub. Borough residents can recycle their empty plastic confectionery and cracker tubs, saving waste from landfill and raising money for charity. Green King, the leading pub company, is running its popular Tub to Pub initiative in the new year, which offers customers a simple recycling solution for the hundreds and thousands of polypropylene sweets and biscuit tubs sold over the festive period. Residents can take their clean and empty tubs to 1,600 participating Green King managed pubs nationwide between the 1st of January and the 15th of February, raising funds for their charity partner, Macmillan Cancer Support. For more information, go to tubtopub.co.uk. Your Christmas waste collections. For normal collection days in December, Thursday the 25th is revised to Saturday the 27th. Friday the 26th is revised to Monday the 29th. Monday the 29th is revised to Tuesday the 30th. Tuesday the 30th is revised to Wednesday the 31st. Wednesday the 31st is revised to Friday the 2nd of January. For normal collection days in January, Thursday the 1st of January is revised to Saturday the 3rd of January. Friday the 2nd is revised to Monday the 5th. Monday the 5th is revised to Tuesday the 6th. Tuesday the 6th is revised to Wednesday the 7th. Wednesday the 7th is revised to Thursday the 8th. Thursday the 8th is revised to Friday the 9th. And Friday the 9th is revised to Saturday the 10th. Please note that the Garden Waste Service will be suspended from the 22nd of December 2025 and will resume on the 5th of January 2026.
Enabling a healthier Eastleigh. Crestwood Bike Shed boosts air quality. Pupils at Crestwood Community School in Eastleigh are getting on their bikes and doing their bit to improve air quality in the borough. A newly built bike shed, which aims to encourage pupils to cycle to school, has secure storage for 120 bikes, an eight-fold increase in capacity. As well as boosting pupil fitness, the new facilities should also improve air quality in Eastleigh by reducing the number of car drop-offs and pick-ups. The Borough Council helped the school to pay for the shed using a DEFRA Active Transportation grant, as well as finding the right contractor to design and deliver the project. Councillor Rupert Carl, Eastleigh Borough Council's Cabinet Member for the Environment, said, "This wonderful new facility means that not only will pupils be able to store their bikes securely, but it will encourage more students to cycle to school. Cycling has great health benefits for students, plus it cuts down on vehicle emissions and congestion, which has wider benefits for the local community." Head of the Crestwood School, Krista Dawkins, added, "We have an excellent relationship with Eastleigh Borough Council and would like to thank them for their help in making this project happen in time for the start of the new term." Hampshire's Sports Club Conference. A conference that aims to help sports clubs build long-term resilience through strategic planning and innovative thinking takes place in November. The Hampshire Sports Club Conference 2025 is at Ganger Farm Sports Park in Romsey on Monday the 24th of November from 5:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. This year's theme is sustainability and forward thinking, and will bring together sports club representatives, industry professionals and colleagues from local authorities across Hampshire. The evening will offer a chance to explore practical solutions to the challenges facing sports clubs today. Guests will have the opportunity to take part in workshops led by sector experts, hear from a panel of leading voices in the sports industry, and connect with others through networking and collaboration. Find out more at eastleigh.gov.uk/HSCC.
Help grow your local woodland. Join one of three upcoming tree planting days at Itchen Valley Country Park and start the new year by being part of something special. We need the support of our residents to make Eastleigh a leafier place to live. This forms part of Plant Eastleigh, Eastleigh Borough Council's ambitious plan to tackle the climate and environmental emergency, enhance biodiversity, and create greener spaces for everyone to enjoy. Planting trees doesn't just make our parks and streets look nicer, it also helps us breathe cleaner air. Trees take in harmful gases like nitrogen dioxide and sulfur dioxide, and they trap dust and tiny particles on their leaves. They also produce oxygen and help cool the air, which can reduce other pollutants. Every tree planted as part of Plant Eastleigh makes our community healthier and our air cleaner. Choose one of Itchen Valley's planting days on the 25th of January, the 8th of February and the 22nd of February 2026. Love trees but can't make a planting day? You can still make a difference. Sponsor a tree and help grow Eastleigh's local woodland even from afar. For more info, go to planteastleigh.co.uk. Over 300 families inspired by Food Programme. A local food education and production programme has inspired more than 300 families across the borough to cook nutritious recipes and has made low-cost food more accessible. Families have been exploring food creatively and keeping nutrition budget-friendly, healthy and fun. The programme has supported Grow Your Own projects, as well as a local food partnership to improve flow of supplies between food banks, community pantries and fridges. Over the summer, the team worked with elderly residents at Velmore Community Centre to explore their food memories, resulting in a live, healthy cooking session and a book by a life story writer, which is ready for download. More recently, Cooking with Michelle online sessions, led by a family support worker at Free Ground Junior School, have gone ahead, together with family cook-up sessions at the Pavilion on the Park. A grant was also awarded to Thrive Church UK to buy a display freezer to sit alongside the community fridge at Pavilion on the Park. The programme is supported by the UK Shared Prosperity Fund to tackle the cost of living, social isolation and nutritional health of local families. View the project's progress and the recipe book at eastleigh.gov.uk/UKSPF/food.
It's soon time to boost your new year. We launch our New Year Boost programme to help residents in the borough to boost their health at the start of 2026. Activities are aimed at adults 16 years plus who are currently doing little to no exercise. Local providers and venues have been approached by the council's Sportworks team to create a variety of activities and resources to help more adults discover what's on offer local to them to build healthier habits for 2026. There are free options, pay-as-you-go, block course bookings, and some include inclusive discounts to support all budgets. Residents can choose from three levels, beginning with getting started, helping to get you moving with support or self-led, group activities at more of a leisurely pace, or choose kickstart and push yourself. They're options to get the heart pumping. January and February is a great time to kickstart healthy habits, and sometimes it can be difficult to know where to look or what's on offer. So this scheme will showcase the variety of activity providers and venues in the local area. Find out more at eastleigh.gov.uk/NYBoost. festival is really successful. The borough's first 30-day walking and wheeling festival helped local people walk, wheel and connect. More than 420 people took part across the borough, completing over 1,400 kilometres across 30 free routes over 30 days, which is a greater distance than walking or wheeling from Eastleigh to Edinburgh and back again. Feedback from the sessions has been hugely positive. The Point Eastleigh created a launch event on the Hamble Rail Trail as part of the Railway 200 celebrations of two centuries of rail travel. Route leaders used history, art, nature and photography to bring fun and interest to each route. And triple gold medal winning Paralympian swimmer Peter Hull, MBE, gave an inspirational talk about his journey to success at the Barcelona 1992 Games. The Borough Council's Cabinet Member for Health, Councillor Tonya Craig, said, "Thank you to all the volunteers who helped make this event such an immense success. It really has helped residents explore history, nature and arts in a creative and active way as they walk, wheel and connect across the borough." Eastleigh Borough Council and Hampshire County Council funded the Walk, Wheel, Cycle Trust, formerly SUSTRANS, to deliver the festival.
Smoke Free Hampshire, first call for those inspired by Stoptober. The council is supporting an awareness campaign to encourage local people to get help to quit smoking. We have been pointing residents who want to stop smoking and vaping to Smoke Free Hampshire as part of the NHS's Stoptober scheme for October 2025 and 2026. To give residents the best chance of quitting, Smoke Free Hampshire provide online help, a quit line phone service and support for self-referrals, as well as a general advice. The campaign is funded by Hampshire County Council, which works with other councils and partners across the county. Eastleigh Borough Council's Cabinet Member of Health, Councillor Tonya Craig, said, "Although we're pleased that smoking prevalence isn't high in the borough, the benefits to an individual and their family of quitting smoking are always worthwhile. With free support, now's the time to choose a healthier future. Find out more at smokefreehampshire.co.uk."
Volunteer call out for trees and walks. We're putting out a call for volunteers who can help the tree planting team and health walk leaders this autumn and winter to help swell their ranks and enjoy the outdoors. Plant Eastleigh. Our amazing Plant Eastleigh tree rangers and their volunteer team are looking to recruit for the planting season from November to March. You'll support this community engagement project involving local residents in the planting and aftercare of trees across the borough. You'll get help with practical tasks using a variety of hand tools to cut back weeds and clear areas for planting, plant tree standards or whips, and install tree guards and stakes. You'll also be involved in aftercare, such as controlling weeds, applying mulch and watering. Health Walks Leaders. Our Health Works team's Health Walks programme is well established with weekly walks across the borough, and they're always on the lookout for volunteer walk leaders. The walk leaders are a passionate and friendly group, but they'd love more recruits to spread the load and help more people to get out and about and connect. John, a walk leader, is enthusiastic about the benefits of the scheme. He said, "It's lovely to introduce new people and friends are quickly made when you are sharing such an enjoyable pursuit. It helps me to keep fit and I like the regularity of the walks, which creates a good routine. The social aspect is a really important part of the experience and many a damp walk is made enjoyable just by chatting to other people." Eastleigh Borough Council's Cabinet Member for Health, Councillor Tonya Craig, said, "The council have a range of volunteering opportunities available throughout the year. Many become oversubscribed, so residents are encouraged to apply for their spots in these great projects without delay to help well-being and support the environment. The wider volunteering programme is supported by the UK Shared Prosperity Fund. Apply now at eastleigh.gov.uk/volunteering.
Shaping places, paving the way for One Horton Heath. Drivers in Fair Oak, Horton Heath and Hedge End now have a smoother way to get around with the opening of The Avenue, a brand new 1.2-mile link road designed to take the strain off of local traffic. But this isn't just a new stretch of tarmac. It's the first real sign of how Horton Heath is being built differently, with infrastructure first at its heart. Unlike many housing schemes where roads and services arrived after the homes, One Horton Heath is taking a forward-thinking approach by putting key infrastructure in place before people move in. That means construction traffic is managed, congestion is eased, and residents will benefit from proper links from day one. Councillor Keith House, leader of Eastleigh Borough Council, called the road opening a key milestone in improving local connectivity and a vital step in tackling pressure on surrounding routes. The avenue connects Burnett's Lane South to Allington Lane North and features two new roundabouts, safer footways, cycle-friendly access and extensive tree planting. It also includes five new bridges, three for vehicles and two for pedestrians and cyclists, fitted with wildlife-friendly touches such as mammal tunnels and bee bricks. For now, the road links directly into a live construction site, so drivers and cyclists are urged to take extra care around work vehicles. But as the backbone of the Horton Heath project, the avenue is set to carry more than just traffic. It carries a promise of forward-thinking development designed to support people and wildlife alike. Find out more about the One Horton Heath development at onehortonheath.co.uk.
Improved Lakeside Play Area is open. Works have been completed at the Lakeside Play Area near Monk's Way, Eastleigh. The area was opened in September and includes a replacement basket swing and a multi-play unit aimed for use by older children. An exciting new zip line has also been installed outside the play area. These new additions complement the existing equipment, which include a junior multi-play unit, swings, a tunnel mound, and various other smaller pieces of play equipment. The scheme was given the go-ahead following successful online and in-person consultations with the public. The works, costing £61,500 and done by contractors HAGS, were paid for by developer contributions and allocated by the Eastleigh Local Area Committee. Design shared for Fleming Park Paddling Pool. Families at Fleming Park had a go at drawing with oak gall ink this summer as part of a project designing new shade structures for the park's paddling pool. Artist duo Denman and Gould have developed a design inspired by the cellular structure of plants, which aims to maximise shade between the canopies of newly planted trees whilst they grow. The next phase of improvements to the play area has also commenced with the installation of a new slide, a surfboard play feature, and a more robust basketball hoop. The park is set to open in the spring next year. For more information, eastleigh.gov.uk/fp-public-art.
One Horton Heath latest update. New school plans take shape. One Horton Heath appoints consultant to lead design. The next stage of One Horton Heath is moving forward with the appointment of Peter Marsh Consulting Limited, PMC, to lead the design of the new primary school. Working alongside Reformat Architect and Design, the consultants will begin survey and design work to create a modern, sustainable school at the heart of the development. The appointment reflects the project's infrastructure-first approach, ensuring that plans for schools and community facilities are put in motion early rather than left until last. PMC bring long-standing experience in delivering education projects across the country and are excited about shaping a school that not only provides high-quality learning spaces but also reflects the needs of the wider community. Their focus on sustainability and modern design will help to create a building that serves families for generations to come. Council leader, Councillor Keith House, said, "The new school will not only provide a high-quality education environment for children, but will also act as a hub for the local community." The design stage marks an important milestone, laying the groundwork for a school that can support future families and become a central part of life in Horton Heath. Follow the latest news on onehortonheath.co.uk/latest-news. First artist in residence. Local photographer Simon Bray has been appointed as the first artist in residence for One Horton Heath. Through a partnership with John Hansard Gallery and Winchester School of Art at the University of Southampton, Simon will be undertaking a PhD studentship and inviting residents to participate in his research, exploring the local environment through photography. Council leader, Councillor Keith House, said, "We're proud to be working in partnership with the University of Southampton on this project, which aims to innovate through high-quality research and create unique experiences for our One Horton Heath residents." Simon Bray has exhibited at galleries and festivals nationally, including the South Bank Centre, the Whitworth, Open Eye Gallery and Brighton Photo Fringe. His work has been featured by The Guardian, British Journal of Photography and the BBC, including an appearance on The One Show. "I've been working as a socially engaged photographer for many years, alongside the recently bereaved, prisoners, young people and refugees. This PhD opportunity will allow me to bring all of that experience and knowledge to develop a body of research that I hope will encourage creativity and community engagement for many years to come. It's a real privilege to have been selected and to have the chance to work alongside some wonderful people at both the council and university." Follow Simon's progress at eastleigh.gov.uk/OHH-public-art.
OHH continues community consultations on future development. The One Horton Heath OHH project team has been consulting its series of public consultations, inviting residents and stakeholders to help shape the next phases of this major local development. Recent consultation events have provided opportunities for the community to view the latest plans, share feedback, and meet the OHH team in person. Each consultation typically runs for 2 to 3 weeks and begins with a local in-person event, where visitors can ask questions and learn more about the proposals. More consultations are planned in the coming months as the project progresses. The OHH team encourages residents to stay informed by visiting the Public Consultation Updates webpage at onehortonheath.co.uk/latest-news/public-consultations-updates, or follow OHH on Instagram at instagram.com/onehortonheath for the latest news and event announcements.
What's on? Theatre, Music and Dance Highlights. So Sounds Sessions, 12th of December, 7:30 p.m. The Point. Clements Entertainment. The Godfather Returns. 28th of November, 7:30 p.m. The Berry Theatre. The Spitfire Sisters, It's Showtime. 18th of December, 7:30 p.m. The Berry Theatre. Comedy Highlights. Anything Funny. 16th of December, 8 p.m. The Point. Stephen K. Amos, Now We're Talking. 21st of November, 7:30 p.m. The Point. Grace Petrie, This Is No Time to Panic. 22nd of November, 7:30 p.m. The Point. Andy Parsons, Please, Off to Mars. 29th of November, 7:30 p.m. The Berry Theatre. Family Highlights. Norwell Lapley Productions. Tales from Acorn Wood at Christmas. 29th of November, 1:30 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. on the 30th of November. 11 a.m. The Berry Theatre. Nick's Cope's Festive Family Show. 30th of November, 11 a.m. The Point. Let's All Dance. The Nutcracker, The Ballet. 6th and 7th of December, 1 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. The Berry Theatre. The Point and the House of Many Moons. Tink, A Festive Netherland Fairy Tale. 13th to the 28th of December. 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. 5:30 p.m. Snuggle Show. The Point.
Events. A board game cafe on the 16th of December, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at The Point. An evening with Matthew Letizia, 20th of November at 7:30 p.m. at The Point. Christmas Cocktail Masterclass, the 5th of December, 7 p.m. at The Point. Films. Inclusive Cinema on the 2nd of December at 10:45 a.m. The Point. Christmas Films, the 3rd, 10th and 17th of December at 10:30 a.m. The Berry Theatre. Community Performance. Spot On Productions, My Fair Lady, 26th to the 29th of November, 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. The Point. For booking info, booking tickets couldn't be easier. Our current box office hours are 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. from Monday to Saturday, or head to our website and book online. The box office is telephone 023 8065 2333, or go to thepointeastleigh.co.uk. The address is The Point, Lee Road, Eastleigh, Hampshire, SO509DE, and the Berry Theatre is in Wilden Lane, Hedge End, Southampton, Hampshire, SO304EJ. Or you can contact them on Facebook and or X at the Berry Theatre, The Point Eastleigh, or Point Eastleigh.
Antiques Valuation Day with Paul Martin. Television antiques expert Paul Martin is offering free valuations to people in Eastleigh on Wednesday, the 14th of January. The Flogget Star is at The Point to host a community valuation day, which provides an opportunity for residents to find out the value of any items they have been wondering about. Paul will use his expertise to give visitors insight into the historical and monetary value of their belongings. The event follows a very successful community valuation day held by Paul and the team in September. Theatres offering a dazzling countdown to Christmas. There's a packed programme events being staged at the Point Eastleigh and the Bury Theatre in Hedge End in the run-up to Christmas, with entertainment to suit every taste. This year's big festival show is Tink, the story of Peter Pan, as remembered through the eyes of his fairy companion, Tinkerbell. A number of delightful family shows include Tales from Acorn Wood at Christmas, being staged at the Bury on the 29th and 30th of November, as well as Let's All Dance, the Nutcracker, which takes place on the 6th and 7th of December. There's comedy too, with stand-up from Shaparak Korsandi, Stephen K. Amos, Grace Petrie and Andy Parsons. For music fans, there's plenty to set your feet tapping with the Christmas harmonies of the Spitfire Sisters, a tribute to country star Glen Campbell, and a homage to the genius of soul legend James Brown. For the full programme of shows and events, please visit thepointeastleigh.co.uk/whats-on.
Events at the country parks. Festive willow workshops. Seasonal willow wreath. Sunday the 23rd of November. Cost £25. 10:30 a.m. to 12 midday. A workshop to make a rustic wreath using willow, found cones and seeds. Craft gingerbread house workshop. Saturday the 13th of December, 10 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Cost £6. Make and decorate a cardboard house fit for a gingerbread person. Includes a real gingerbread man. Willow Lantern Workshop. Sunday the 14th of December, 10:30 a.m. Cost £10 per family. Make your own lantern ahead of the lantern parade on the 21st of December. Festive Lanterns and Songs. Sunday the 21st of December from 3:30 p.m. A lantern procession and songs around the Christmas tree, accompanied by Otterbourne Brass Band. Pre-bookable lantern workshop available. Nutmeg's Adventure Christmas Trail. Saturday the 29th of November until the 4th of January. Pick up your trail map from the Woodland Cafe, set off on your festive adventure and see if your family can help Nutmeg bring back the Christmas magic. Walk and Talk. Various dates and locations, free guided walks at a relaxed pace to spend time in nature with refreshments at the end. Check website for dates. New Year's Day Walk, Thursday the 1st of January, IVCP, 10:30 a.m. A 3 kilometre walk around the park to see in the new year, followed by a pre-bookable bacon bap in the Woodland Cafe. For full listings for The Point and the Bury Theatre, thepointeastleigh.co.uk/events. Itchen Valley Country Park, itchenvalley.co.uk/whats-on. Events in the Borough, eastleigh.gov.uk/upcoming-events.
Creating Homes and Communities. New plans for Maple Place announced. Eastleigh Borough Council has appointed MH Architects as lead consultants for the redesign of Maple Place, located between Chamberlain Road and Derby Road in Eastleigh. The redevelopment aims to transform the currently vacant site into a well-integrated residential scheme, offering a mix of homes designed to meet modern needs. Importantly, the new proposals will aim to address concerns raised in a previous planning refusal, ensuring the design is both fit for purpose and in keeping with the character of the area. The project represents a significant step in the Council's efforts to deliver high-quality, sustainable housing and community-focused developments throughout the borough. Eastleigh South Ward, Councillor Alex Bourne said, Maple Place offers a real opportunity to create high-quality homes that meet the needs of local people. By working closely with residents and stakeholders, we can ensure this development not only makes good use of a vacant site, but also becomes a valued part of the community. The Council anticipates submitting a planning application in spring 2026, bringing the vision for Maple Place one step closer to reality. Merged Central Eastleigh Council finalised. Borough councillors have finalised arrangements to create a larger decision-making body for the centre of Eastleigh Town and the area to the immediate north. The Community Governance Review, CGR, to merge the existing Eastleigh Town Council and Boyett Wood Parish Council, was given the go-ahead over the summer following detailed public consultation that attracted more than 600 responses. Residents and stakeholders' views were then sought on the number of councillors and the boundaries and makeup of electoral wards for the council, which represents the first tier of local democracy. The newly created authority will be named Eastleigh Town Council. It will have 22 councillors across 7 wards. The names of the wards are Blenheim and Barton Park, Boyett Wood East, Boyett Wood West, Brookwood, Cable, Chestnut and Nightingale and North Stoneham. Strengthening town and parish councils means that householders are represented by elected councillors who are responsible for more tightly drawn local areas than the much larger unitary authorities that will be introduced under Local Government Reorganisation, LGR. The election for seats on the new council will take place next year in May 2026.
Your Council. Eastleigh steps up on local government reorganisation. Eastleigh Borough Council is taking a leading role in shaping the future of local services across Hampshire and the Isle of Wight. With changes to how councils are structured on the horizon, Eastleigh is championing a 4 mainland unitary model based on how people actually live, travel and work. We are backing the idea of a new Eastleigh, Southampton and Waterside local council. From Eastleigh to Totton, Hythe to Hamble, we already share strong ties in business, culture, education and everyday life. Our vision is to reflect this shared reality in the way local services are planned and delivered. Council leader Keith House said, "This is about designing a council that works for the next 50 years, not the last. We want a structure that makes sense for residents, delivers good services and protects local identity." Eastleigh has now formally submitted its case to government, alongside 10 other councils across the area. The government is expected to launch a public consultation soon. To stay up to date and take part, visit thisisyourplace.co.uk. To support this work, Eastleigh is also preparing to take on new responsibilities. From October, 2 new cabinet roles will focus on areas currently run by the County Council. Councillor Prad Baines will lead on Children's Services and Councillor Maud Attrell on Adult Services, helping shape a more local, joined-up approach to care and support.
Are your details up to date for the electoral register? Reminder letters have gone out to those households who haven't yet responded to the annual canvas letter. This shows the names of residents who are currently registered to vote at your property. If you still need to respond, please follow the instructions in the letter to ensure the details are correct and that the council's records are up to date. This information is used to confirm who, at your address, is eligible to vote and can also be used when applying for credit, such as a mortgage or personal loan. Not being registered can risk you being refused credit. It is a legal requirement to respond to the letter, if it says you must do. Please help us by responding now to prevent the need for personal visits to your property during November. The deadline is Sunday the 16th of November, and if we do not receive a response, you may be removed from the electoral register. For more information, visit eastie.gov.uk/annual canvas. Help your teen have a teen have a voice. If your child is 16 or 17, they can register to vote, although they cannot vote until they are 18. It's quick, easy, and helps shape their future. Encourage them to register today at gov.uk/register-2-vote. All they need is their national insurance number.
Your community. Build your business network at the point. Are you ready to boost your business and connect with a supportive community of local entrepreneurs? Then get ready to join the Point Profile Networking Group, presented by The Point and Penny and Wells on Thursday the 5th of March. The event at The Point Theatre in Lee Road, Eastleigh, is your chance to share knowledge, overcome challenges and forge valuable connections right here in the cultural heart of the borough. We'll have speed networking to get those conversations flowing, as well as a guest speaker to inspire you in your business journey. Registration is free, with a suggested £5 cash donation on arrival for the vital Eastleigh Food Bank. Let's support our community while we grow our businesses. Enjoy complimentary tea and coffee, plus enjoy a visit to the bar. Find out more and book at thepointeastleigh.co.uk/whatson/networking-event.
Works to discourage unauthorised encampments on areas of public land around Eastleigh Town Centre have been taking place in recent weeks. The Eastleigh Local Area Committee has invested in a programme of improvements in Fleming Park, which have boosted site security and are designed to prevent unauthorised use of the land and strengthen public safety. The works include new fencing and guardrails that not only help to secure the site, but also provide safer boundaries between play areas, the paddling pool, footpaths and nearby roads. Further enhancements are planned for the winter, including the creation of grassed buns and hawthorn planting in the green space at the front of the leisure centre. These will provide valuable habitat and food sources for pollinating insects and nesting birds, supporting local biodiversity whilst helping keep the site secure. Improvements, including landscaping and boundary enhancements, have also been carried out at Lawn Road Recreation Ground and Parsfield Avenue Fairground, made possible with around £18,000 worth of contributions from developers. Fabrics of Freedom. Eastleigh's The Point Theatre welcomed an acclaimed artist, Alisa Ruzavina, on Saturday the 4th of October to mark Eastleigh's participation in a national project, The Fabrics of Freedom. The national project is called Our Freedom Then and Now. The Fabrics of Freedom is an exciting community-led project as part of Future Arts. The initiative invites people of Eastleigh Borough to reflect on what freedom means today, 80 years after the end of the Second World War. Alisa has already attended Norwood School on the 23rd of September and went to Fleming House Care Home on Friday, October the 3rd, as part of the project. Alisa said, "To me, art is one of the most powerful and joyful ways to express and celebrate our shared values. I am thrilled that through this special project, Eastleigh's community, including its youngest and oldest residents, will have a rare and precious chance to be inspired by each other's visions of freedom. This is the true power of public art, to bring diverse people together, to serve as a collective canvas that builds bridges and unites, and to deepen our connections with each other and with what we hold most dear." The Fabrics of Freedom project is one of 60 community-led commissions across the UK forming part of Our Freedom Then and Now, a national programme supported by Arts Council England. The campaign commemorates the 80th anniversary of VE and VJ Day by inviting communities to reflect on the past and reimagine the future through creativity. Further information about the Our Freedom Then and Now project can be found at ourfreedom.org.uk.
The Point, transformed by Kimberley's Classy Colours. Former Girls at Alat star Kimberley Walsh picked up a paintbrush and helped transform Eastleigh's The Point Theatre. The star took part in a painting project which focused on improving heavily used areas, including the atrium and the studio theatre foyer, which had become tired and outdated over the years. With Kimberley's hands-on involvement, using her signature paint colours and the support of local tradesperson Nick from Leek Constructions, these areas now boast a bright modern look, creating a warm, welcoming atmosphere for a variety of groups. Louisa Milburn, business director at The Point, said, "This transformation has truly brought our building to life. It's created an inspiring, inclusive environment where visitors can enjoy a coffee, warm up for a dance class, or simply meet up with friends. We're so grateful to Wix and Kimberley Walsh for helping us refresh the heart of The Point. It's now a vibrant, community-focused hub that reflects the creativity and warmth of everyone who walks through our doors."
Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Local area committees, LACs, are made up of elected ward councillors. They take decisions and make representations relating to their area on a wide range of council business, including determining planning applications and environmental improvements. Public question sessions are held at the start of each meeting, and if you would like to speak, you must register before the meeting begins. Please email democraticservices@eastleigh.gov.uk, or you can register at the meeting. Each LAC has a local area manager who works with the councillors to set the strategic direction of the committee's work. Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath, 6:30 p.m. on the 26th of November, on the 21st of January. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/BIFOHH or contact kitty.budden, that's BUDDEN, at eastleigh.gov.uk, or you can ring on 023 8068 8418. Burselden, Hamble, Le Rice and Hound, 6 p.m. on the 29th of January. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/BHH or contact ross.mclean, which is MCCLEAN, at eastleigh.gov.uk or ring 023 8068 3367. Chancellor's Ford and Hiltingbury, 7 p.m. on the 28th of January. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/CFH or contact Narinder, spelt N-A-R-I-N-D-E-R, dot Fagura, which is spelt P-H-A-G-U-R-A hyphen Sims, S-I-M-S, at eastleigh.gov.uk or ring 023-8068-3369. Eastleigh, 7 p.m. the 27th of January, or visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/ELAC or contact 023 8068 3369. Hedge End, West End and Botley, 7 p.m. the 11th of January. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk forward slash HEWEB or contact ross.mclean at eastleigh.gov.uk or ring 023 8068 3367.
Our contact details: Eastleigh Borough Council, Eastleigh House, Upper Market Street, Eastleigh, S0509YN. Or telephone 02380 688 000. Facebook and X is at Eastleigh BC. The website is eastleigh.gov.uk or my.eastleigh.gov.uk. Sign up to receive updates from us at our website, eastleigh.gov.uk/weeklynews. That brings us to the end of this issue of Eastleigh Borough News, your newsletter from Eastleigh Borough Council. Those of you who are listening to this on one of our memory sticks, to ensure you receive the next edition of Eastleigh Borough News, please replace the memory stick inside the mailing wallet, turn over the address label or pop it inside the wallet, then post it back to us. There is no postal charge. Thank you. This has been a joint production between Eastleigh Borough Council and the Southampton Area Talking Echo. Thank you for listening. And until next time, this is goodbye from Sharon, Katie and me, Rachel. Goodbye.